Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now, BaltimoreRavens.com's own Garrett Downing. What's going on, Garrett?
Not much, guys. You know, good call, Ed. You can't give away a spoiler on Thrones less than 24 hours. You got to let that thing marinate a little bit
exactly.
Before you start giving away spoilers.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I don't miss it. I make sure that I watch it because I don't want to find myself in a situation where, you know, someone like you, Rob, goes ahead and blows the spoiler like that.
I wasn't going to do it. I can't blow the spoiler because I don't watch it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
I think of Garrett getting defensive boxing me out. Garrett, I can't spoil it. I promise you. I don't watch it. But what I do like is this. You know, when people ask me what do I think about the Baltimore Ravens 2017, your partner, John Eisenberg, he summed it up with this. We don't know if Joe Flacco can go 0-60 when he returns. We don't know if there's enough pieces at running back. We don't know if there's enough playmakers. We don't know if the offensive line will hold up. So is it okay to feel concerned? Yes. I have the utmost confidence, Garrett, in this defense. In fact, I like this defense. But the big question mark to me remains this offense of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's fair. You know, you look at it and the offense, when Joe does get back, they're going to have to go quickly. They don't have much time, only, you know, a week or two to get ready for the start of the regular season, and you like to have a month. And so that is a question that I think, you know, remains to be answered. You know, I think what we've seen so far is that there's a model for what the Ravens want to do in terms of how they want to approach games and how they want to win games. And we've seen that through these first two preseason games. They want to play lights-out defense, hold teams, and then have an opportunistic offense. And then the other piece of it, too, is they have probably the best special teams unit in the entire league, definitely the best kicker in Tucker. And so you cross midfield, and suddenly you're in scoring range. And so he's going to kick a ton of field goals. They want to play good, solid defense, and then have an offense that has big play threats in Mike Wallace, and Rashad Perriman, and Macklin. And so that's, I think, what they want to be able to do. And the question remains to be seen if that happens. And I think the key is going to be, when Joe gets back, he's had all this time off. He's going to have, you know, a month plus off to recover from this. Is he 100% ready to go? You know, I think that they've been cautious with him through this point because they want to make sure that when he does get back, that he is healthy. And so that is the biggest key, obviously, to this whole thing.
You talk about the defense and, you know, the strategy about getting past midfield. I know it's tough with the preseason to judge because who are you playing against? But from what you've seen, this looks like a top five defense. They've been pretty imposing. What do you think of what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they really should be a top five defense. And I think that everybody on that group would tell you that. I mean, you go through, you look at it in every level, and they check all the boxes. They have two really good safeties in Weddle and Jefferson. They have corners now, obviously, with Jimmy and Brandon Carr, and then also Marlon Humphrey. So they have the secondary, and that's been kind of the Achilles heel the last few years. Is they've had, whether it's injuries or whether there's not enough depth, the secondary has kind of faltered late in the season, late in games. Well, they have all the pieces there. They're going to be able to stop the run. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to run through Brandon Williams and Michael Pierce. That's 700 pounds there in the middle of the defense, and then you got C.J. Mosley right behind them. So they have the pieces. And then I think the other thing in terms of the defense that's a big upgrade is that they're going to be able to get after the quarterback more this year than they have in the past. And that's guys like Matt Judon making improvements. That's Brent Urban. That's the young guys, Ty Stouser, Kim Williams. I think they're going to be able to get after the quarterback more than they have in previous years. That'll take some pressure off Terrell Suggs because he's been doing a lot of that work. And then I think that will help him long-term as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here with Garrett Downing, BaltimoreRavens.com. Garrett, the question I always like to ask you guys, now with two preseason games, we know about Josh Woodrum. He has made a tremendous, tremendous impact. In fact, we're going to have his college coach, Turner Gill on in a few minutes. But is there anyone else that has stood out for you in camp or in one of the first two preseason games?
Well, an undrafted rookie who I think – I'll give you a couple of them, actually, who I think has a real shot is Jalen Hill.
Okay.
He's a cornerback. He had an interception in the first game. You know, he's somebody that seems to kind of be slowly climbing the depth chart throughout training camp. He makes plays, it seems like, every single day in practice, now, whether it's an interception, a pass breakup. He's not getting beat. And this is a guy that, you know, came to Baltimore as an undrafted rookie tryout guy. He wasn't even initially signed. He came to rookie minicamp as a tryout guy, ends up, you know, signing, and now I think has played himself into contention for a role on this team. I think Patrick Ricard, the, you know, defensive end slash fullback now out of Maine, he's got a shot. You know, he's a versatile player. So he's somebody that I think you really got to keep an eye on. And, you know, I thought Tim White was going to make the team as a receiver and kick returner. But those are a couple guys who I think have a legitimate chance to make this roster.
What about Brent Urban? He was, to me, his first game, really imposing.
Yeah, he looks great. Yeah. I mean, this is a big year for Brent. You know, this is the contract year for him. He's somebody, you know, first 2 years lost to injury. You know, that last year he played the entire season, and I think that he played well. But I think now it's kind of like take the next step. Now he's going to be a full-time starter. Now the Ravens expect him to be a really key piece of this defense. And from everything I've seen, I mean, he has all the physical tools. He's one of the more imposing physical players on this team at 6'7", 300 pounds. Yeah, I mean, he's massive. And so just when you look at him, you're like, this guy should be a stud. And he's looked that way through the first two preseason games. And he's been going against the ones in those preseason games. So I think that the Ravens have really high hopes for him and what he can do. And he's going to be one of those important pieces on that defense. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't think many people are going to be able to run on the Ravens. And I think that Brent Urban is going to be a big piece of that. And also, he brings some pass rush ability as well.
Garrett Downing joining us, BaltimoreRavens.com. What's the latest on Joe Flacco, or do you just know what we know, and that's like nothing?
Right. I kind of know that. That's basically what it is. I mean, the expectation is that he will not practice this week, and we'll see when he gets back. You know, it's sort of in this uncertain territory of he'll return at some point in the preseason. Obviously, the preseason is halfway over.
So, wait a minute. He won't practice at all this week?
I don't think so. I mean, Harbaugh said after the game that they have a date for when he will get back, and that date is not this week. Now, that was on Thursday when he said that, so I guess now we're in another week.
Right. And that's how I took that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I don't, you know, maybe he will practice this week. I really honestly don't know anymore. It's just, you know, the preseason is winding down here, so maybe he were to come back near the end of this week or after this third preseason game. And then get back and have, you know, 2 weeks before the regular season opener. You know, whenever he does get back, it's got to be that 0-60 because he does not have the time time to waste. The offense doesn't at all.
Garrett, thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.